BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Back after a short absence yesterday. Sorry, miss. This is Scott Mills, and here's the podcast. Stacey Solomon is hilarious on Innuendo Bingo. Charlie Slough back on Real or No Real. And why can't we understand the jokes on BBC Two?
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, nothing to see here, all back to normal. It's Mills here, and we've got Stacey Solomon on Innuendo Bingo today. Now, here's the thing. I don't think I've ever met Stacey Solomon.
How's that? Oh, I bet you have, and this is going to be incredibly rude now when you see her.
Yeah.
And she's going to say, oh, no, it was that time when... It was probably a late night. You know how it is.
But she did tweet yesterday saying, looking forward to seeing Scott Mills, which suggests that maybe we have met before. That's really awkward now, isn't it?
I'm almost certain you must have met her before. So don't put it out there saying you don't think you've met her. I mean, why risk...
Okay, I'll do it. Right, wait. Stacey Solomon's here at 1:45. Can't wait to see you again, Stace.
It's going to be good. And also, we've been trying to get her on for quite a while.
I know. She's quite hard to get hold of. She's got a lot of things going on.
Yeah.
She's got the music. She's got the frozen food.
Has she still got the frozen food?
Oh, I don't know. That's awkward again, isn't it? Sorry, you lost the contract.
Well done with the frozen food.
Oh, no, hang on. Is it Andre now? It's Peter Andre.
It is, yeah.
Oh, right. I'm messing this right up, aren't I? Anyway, she was in Channel 4's The Jump, of course. She's got all going on. She's got a perfume coming out, and she is going to get wet today.
Yeah, and you know what a big fan you are of The Jump as well. You can talk about that.
1:45 today, Stacey Solomon on Innuendo Bingo. Strong start, I think. Welcome back.
BBC Radio 1.
So we've announced that Florence and the Machine and Years are playing on Saturday at Radio 1's big weekend, the 23rd of May. And Taylor Swift and Catfish and the Bottlemen, as revealed by Grimmy this morning, are going to be on Sunday, the 24th of May. The full lineup is going to be announced next month. But it's fair to say I am proper excited. Earlham Park, Norwich, Saturday 23rd and Sunday 24th of May for Radio 1's big weekend. Next Tuesday, if you listen to The Breakfast Show with Grimmy at 8 a.m, there will be 50,000 tickets for Big Weekend available, and they will be first come, first served. Tickets are free. There is a booking fee per pair. Go online to the Radio 1 website and you'll see all the juicy terms and conditions. Watched a bit of weird TV yesterday.
I've not
been off like ill for a while, and it was, I mean, obviously Judge Rinder, that was on. Various home and DIY home improvement shows.
Mm.
And then, you know, on a Monday night on BBC Two, it goes well intelligent.
It's proper quizzy rascal, isn't it?
It is. It's just for clever people. And we were just saying before, when we were playing Florence there, we just feel a bit left out.
Yeah, so there's University Challenge, which is on, and then straight afterwards there's sort of Extreme University Challenge if you need something a bit harder. It's it's called Only Connect.
I don't understand.
It's just nuts. Like, I put this picture on my Twitter of the face that I was pulling throughout it when they start talking about the Eye of Horus and stuff like that. Like, it's basically a quiz, but for people far cleverer than us, I feel, Mills.
It's for boffins. But it does make quite good viewing, because it's like, okay, I didn't understand that bit. Did you understand that bit? No, I didn't understand it either.
It's ridiculous.
And we now had this thing every Monday where it's like, did you get that bit? No?
Yeah. But I've noticed this about Only Connect is right at the end, she does a joke to sort of finish off the game. Now, I understand that we wouldn't get the questions. They're very hard questions. But what I'm struggling with are the jokes at the end.
It's very very deadpan delivery as well, isn't it?
I don't know what it is, but I even listen to these jokes and I think, should I be understanding these?
Do you think it's a bit like Posh Noise, where only other posh people can hear the noise?
It might be. So it might be that people listen to these jokes and actually think they're the funniest things ever. And I'm sure someone listening, that will be the case.
So if you do crack up at this next joke, right, because we don't get it, please let us know, because it could be just a thing for really intelligent people and we're just not part of that.
I'm almost certain that's the case.
Okay, so here is the joke at the end of last night's Only Connect on BBC Two.
And that's it for tonight. Next time we meet, it will be in the jazzy excitement of the final. Unless we bump into each other in the street before then, in which case we'll just say an awkward hello. My favourite kind, you probably remember from the start of the show. Goodbye.
understand.
I don't get it,
I don't
Victoria.
And I,
what does it mean? Right,
and
can
I'm
we hear
sure
it again?
I was meant to laugh at the end. And
you,
I
well, you were.
But I didn't know which bit I was meant to laugh.
Hang on. I'll make it better, wait there.
And that's it for tonight. Next time we meet, it will be in the jazzy excitement of the final. Unless we bump into each other in the street before then, in which case we'll just say an awkward hello. My favourite kind, you probably remember from the start of the show. Goodbye.
Yeah, that's made it better, hasn't it?
It does help.
It really helps.
Actually, it does help.
Okay, I've got one more for you.
Go on.
Okay. Here is another closing joke from the show for another episode.
So the Games Masters see their destiny written in the stars. The Bibliophiles is written in chalk. Ours is written in the Radio Times. So we'll see you again when they say we can. Goodbye.
No.
No, you see nothing.
I'm still not getting
absolutely
it.
Nothing.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Oh, here we go. Lucy in Chester. Are you stupid, Mills? Well, yes. Yes, I am, clearly. They are closing statements, not jokes, and the first one would only make sense if we had seen her hello at the start of the show.
They are jokes. I'm almost certain they're jokes.
Look,
Sam, I like the last joke. We'll see you when they say we can. Ha, 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 ha.
Okay, I don't get it. James in Cheshire, the first joke was referring to the musical note B and jazz music. Okay. Hang on, I think I get the Radio Times one.
Because it says in the Radio Times...
Next time
right,
it's on.
Am I right with that? It says it in the Radio Times
That's
when
right.
it can be...
So the next time it's going to be on. So I kind of get that.
But did you watch the whole show just with your face doing the expression of confused face?
Yeah. Like face of fish. Like what?
It was proper face of fish.
Yeah. And also, we've got a reserve team for the next series of Only Connect. Reese in Cardiff and his friends. Say, her jokes leave a lot to be desired, but she's not a bad poker player.
No, she's,
at least she's a professional,
professional poker player.
Yeah,
she is. She's
I love her. But also, why the reserve team for the next series of Only Connect listening to this?
It's a good point. They'll love Innuendo Bingo.
So, Stacey Solomon is coming up on today's Innuendo Bingo. Got some good new clips from you lot. Keep sending them in, remember, to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
How are you going to speak to Stacey? Are you going to pretend that you've seen her before? Or, I mean, it's awkward now.
I've got two songs to kind of work out how I'm going to play this. But you can watch it and listen to it at 1:45. Stacey Solomon on Innuendo Bingo. It is going to be epic. I know it already.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I was only off a day yesterday, cos poorly. But did I miss anything? Anything?
Honestly, yes. So,
I wasn't expecting that.
Things I haven't told anyone about this yet. So yesterday Matt Edmondson was in for you because you were ill.
I know.
And we were talking about this fishing show that Dappy and Ollie Locke were on called The Big Fish Off.
I've heard about this.
And we were talking quite a lot about it last night. And then I got a message last night from the presenter of it.
Okay, where's this going?
And I may have suggested that we should go on the show.
Who?
And he seems really keen.
He's well, me guy, and you?
Yeah. He's a guy called Ali. And yes, he seems very keen for me and you to go on and do this fishing show.
But
which I would be really keen to do.
Don't you want to go on with Matt Edmondson, though, because he was on yesterday? And it's something you kind of planned with him.
Weirdly, he's asked for me and you, I think.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's Ali Hamidi, who's the presenter of this show.
Oh, I saw that yesterday. I saw that tweet exchange.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, okay. Are you keen?
And who do we go with again?
So, be
so
me
we're in a
and
boat.
You, the big fish off. and me against you. Banks of the Thames. Let's
okay.
go.
No Dappy, no Ollie Locke.
No, I think it's the idea is it's two people every time.
Oh, I see. Could so it's like, just me and you.
Just me and you. Man on man. Fish to fish. Rod on rod.
I think it's good. I like it, yes.
It's an idea anyway.
Okay.
If we can bring a third person in, we could invite Stacey Solomon.
Actually,
perhaps.
Yes. Stace, want to come fishing? I'll tell you in a minute.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Whoop, whoop. Stacey Solomon is here. Hiya.
Oh, hiya.
Good to see you.
Nice to see you too.
I'm really pleased that you're doing Innuendo Bingo because I can't believe you haven't done it before.
I can't believe I haven't done it before. Who doesn't want to get spit on?
I know.
There you
because
go.
You have done all the shows. You've done, you did your jumps. You did your I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. You did your X Factors back then.
I mean, saved the best for last,
I
didn't
think
I?
You did.
Didn't
absolutely.
I?
Have
well,
you met Scott before?
Yes.
When was that?
When I came in a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Scott wasn't sure if he'd met you, Stacey.
Oh, thanks a lot, Scott.
No, I thought I might have met you on X Factor, but I feel like I have met you, but I wasn't sure.
I must have made such an impression.
No, I would remember, surely. Oh, I don't know.
Well,
anyway.
We would hope, obviously not.
Thanks for dropping that in, Chris.
I remember you.
Anyway, we've got a great thing for you. Do you want to come fishing with us?
I really want to come fishing. I reckon I can get like a 500 pounder.
What's it called? The Big Fish Off?
The Big Fish Off, yeah. Our man Ali's invited us, so I think it would be rude not to.
Solomon,
I've got a fishing hat.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, you're coming fishing with us. It's all good.
Woohoo! Hope you remember me this time when I turn up.
That's really awkward.
he's met everyone, Stacey. Don't take it personally.
Shut up.
They come and they go.
So complacent.
Now, what's this? I know you've got an album. Has Rita Ora given you a track for the album?
She has. She co-wrote a track for the album.
That's cool, isn't it?
Yay!
So when's the album out?
20th of April.
Okay. And Lily Allen has got a contribution on there as well.
Yep, she also co-wrote a track on the album, which is so lovely.
This is good.
Very good, isn't it?
I'm a lucky girl.
Yes, you are. I don't know how you fit it all in, Stace, to be honest. When I look at your biography, it exhausts me.
I've got like a little minion office, you know, with those little yellow things walking around.
I mean, it's an extensive list on Wikipedia. Right, so in a minute.
What's your favourite thing so far? Because it is proper random. Have you looked on your Wikipedia?
I look at it every day.
It's
I give it.
It's good though. It's like, oh wow.
No, I'm just so grateful for everything that I get to do.
Surely though, it must have been the constant frozen food.
Oh my god, yeah.
Was it good?
The best. Who doesn't love free food?
And was it like literally every day, like another freezer delivery would arrive?
Every day. Every day the big orange van would turn up and the kids would run outside. The birds would sing.
And you were like, it's all right, they've got scallops now. I've seen it on TV. It's not just your prawn rings, kids.
It's in a range of seafood.
I've got all here. Okay, right, so in a minute, we're going to play Innuendo Bingo with Stacey Solomon. I'm so excited about this.
Yeah.
So if you two would like to head over to the sheeted area.
Woohoo!
You've got a change of clothes, right?
Of course. I bought my backpack.
Because I've just seen a picture of you. They do this thing on Twitter. It's like, who's here today at the BBC? And you've just been spotted and there's a picture of you walking in. And you won't look like that on the way out.
Oh.
So, but I think we've got towels. Yeah,
that's
got
a really strange account, isn't it, by the sounds of it? It sounds like there's someone just waiting outside.
There is.
No, I think there is.
And they kind of go, right, there's Stacey Solomon.
Yeah, let me
get her on the Twitter.
Just arrived in for a soaking. Stacey Solomon. And there's a picture of you by the doors.
Oh, that's nice.
There's someone just waiting there for you.
I called him up.
Okay, right. So we're going to play Mallory Knox and Get Away, and then it's Stacey Solomon on Innuendo Bingo. You're going to want to watch this one. If you've never watched it before, get online. I'll tell you when the camera's going on, but it's Radio 1 on your phone, computer, tablet, wherever you can get to a screen, basically. We'll do it after this.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
I'm Scott Mills. This is the incredible Stacey Solomon, and she's about to play Innuendo Bingo. I'm very excited.
You can use that for the advert. You know, for the song and that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can have that. I'll do
it
again.
Thank you so much.
This is the incredible Stacey Solomon.
There
you are.
Wow.
Yeah. Get that off the iPlayer.
I love it.
Okay, right. So, Stacey, I think Chris has been through the rules.
Yes.
What often happens... What happens with newbies sometimes is they sometimes, will, to stop the water spraying out, they will put their hands up. So don't worry about that. Don't put your hands up. Don't use the bin. That's just there for show. Use his face.
Oh.
And it is wet, but the first hit is the... What is it?
The deepest.
The deepest.
Oh, okay. I like what you did there.
It's it gets warmer as it goes along because it's been in his mouth. Go online now. This is going to be one to watch, I think.
Right.
It's Stacey Solomon... In your own bingo, I've waited.
I don't have to put the whole thing. I mean, that's not going to fit.
Well, you can try.
Try it. I've waited for this day, everybody. Make this your first one of watching today if you've never watched before. Here we go.
Okay.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
It's quite dramatic.
I can't help but drink it.
Well, don't just keep it in your
mouth. I'm like, oh, this is nice. I'm having a little drink over it. Sorry.
Now, this music is supposed to make you feel excited and also a bit like you're on a theme park ride.
Okay, so okay. You know what you got. Here we go. It's a little bit cold, so okay.
How are you with any of the bingo stays?
I've nearly finished.
Oh, yeah, stop chugging back that water there.
Okay, so just fill your cheeks and then.
Fill your cheeks, let's go for it. All right. Now, first up, we had so many messages about last night's University Challenge. Sadly, it's the last time that we are going to hear from our favourite contestant from Liverpool University.
10 points if you can give me the name of the orchestra leader.
Liverpool Hiscock.
That wasn't even that funny.
He's a legend. He's a legendary player.
He's been on our show a lot, and we're waving goodbye to Hiscock as of last night. I got so many tweets about it. Bye, Liverpool Hiscock.
Liverpool Hiscock.
Okay. What a ledge. Now, more water, please. See, that was the hardest one, Stacey. It'll get easier from now on.
Oh, okay.
But make sure you get him back.
Oh, trust me, it's coming, even if this is flat as.
Next to Fern Cotton Show on Radio 1. Now, her good friend Boz has been in touch about a gig that they went to. Now, I mean, I've heard of intimate performances, but it sounds like John Legend proper took it to the next level.
Boz has been on. Boz was also at the gig that I went to last night, and he said, oh, I've definitely got a touch of the old John Legends today. In fact, it feels like he's in my mouth, tickling my tonsils.
Yes, Stacey, good shot. Good shot. You know that old phrase?
Oh, I've definitely got a touch of the old John Legends today.
I've got a touch of the old John Legends.
That phrase that no one uses?
Oh, I've definitely got a touch of the old John Legends today.
What?
What is that?
Oh, dear. We've all got a touch.
It means nothing.
I know.
I just got myself.
We've all got a touch of the John Legends. Thank you to Eddie and Jake and Alex and Mark and loads of others who spotted that one. Water, please. Now, BBC Two brought you some remarkable coverage.
Stop it.
Some remarkable coverage of Friday's eclipse. Now, presenter Lucy Green seemed to be keen to show us more than just the night sky. If you'd like to take some water there, please. Solomon Stark.
I'm
going. Okay. Fill your cheeks. Now we've got a giggler on our hands here, haven't we? This is going to be a problem. Okay. Ready? Here we go. Oh, Stacey.
It's you, Chris. Stop it. You're the worst. You could have given me someone more serious to play in your end.
How rude. Oh. Who would you like?
Oh, I don't know. Someone...
Jon Snow. Well, serious. Right, come on.
Okay, I'm ready.
Can we do this? Because I've got a touch of the John Legends.
Oh, I've definitely got a touch of the old John Legends today.
So we're going to BBC Stargazing. Here we go. Oh, I think this is going to be a massive letdown, just saying, after all that.
Why would you say that?
I think I built it up too much. Here we go. Just get through this one.
Okay.
Everyone.
I'm ready.
And with news of another astronomical treat for you to seek out in the night sky, let's go back out to Lucy.
Thank you, Dara. Now, I am very excited to be able to show you this fuzzy patch.
That was it.
Fuzzy
told you.
Patch.
It's not. Stacey, it's really not.
There we go, Stacey. We should try that joke from Only Connect on us.
Oh, yeah. She'd probably find it absolutely hilarious.
Now, I am very excited to be able to show you this fuzzy patch. Okay.
Look, she's proper gone at that one. Not even that good. Probably the weakest one of the selection,
I'd
I would say.
I'd be excited to show everyone a fuzzy patch.
All right. Just put some water in your mouth. Stop talking.
So...
I'm going to say something wrong. Here we go. Now, keeping with the wonders of the natural world, it's a classic from Sir David Attenborough. Now, here Sir David is reminding us of something I think we can all relate to from time to time.
It's a bonding session that reminds each hunter of its place in the team. Invaluable in the struggle to come.
That was not as funny as Fuzzy Patch. As Fuzzy Patch.
Different minds.
Different minds.
Different minds.
Mm-hmm. Toe.
I think that we're just going to have to play the Fuzzy Patch one again.
Now, I am very excited to be able to show you this fuzzy patch.
How can you say that's funnier than the David Attenborough one? It's just not.
Why do you have that one?
I knew this was going to be a good one.
That's
okay.
My favourite.
Let's move on. Oh, no. Okay. Caroline Martin's at it again on BBC West Midlands. Our repeat offender from BBC WN. Yet again, sharing far too much information on her mid-morning show. This goes out across the whole West Midlands.
After 11 o'clock, we do have, don't we, lovely producer Brett, the car mechanic coming in.
Yes, really looking forward to this. It happens with Danny, as you know, every month or so. Roy Bickley in the studio with Caroline. So if you've got any questions about your car, if you've got a bang, like my mum has, Caroline, she's driving around, there's this thump.
Reload.
Thump. In her car.
Are you sure it's not the same as me with my sticky flaps?
Oh, Caroline, you've done it again.
Caroline!
I know.
Oh, for goodness
You know
sake.
What she's got.
Oh, I've definitely got a touch of the old John Legend.
Oh, so much fun.
Invaluable in the struggle to come.
Thanks, Sir David. Okay, thank you, Josh, for sending that one in to us. Now we've got a favourite from last week, and it's the classic car show on Channel 5, Water Please.
It's my favourite show.
I know. Right. Now, I worry that this man perhaps is sharing a little bit too much information about the importance of a good ride. Here we go.
You've driven lots of different cars. Which one was your favourite?
My favourite has to be a 962. It's strange because it's rather like having a wife that you've been with a long time. You don't realise how wonderful she is until you're not in her.
He meant, of course, inside the car. And that car being a very enjoyable ride.
So, are you enjoying the game?
Yeah. Are you enjoying it, Stace?
Don't realise how wonderful she is until you're not in her.
David and Milton Keynes spotted that one.
Oh, well done, David. Thanks for the laughs.
What?
Now we're going to the...
Oh, I guess,
we're going to the Gadget Show, also on Channel 5. And presenter Jason Bradbury is always quite rigorous when testing products on the show. But this piece takes an unexpected turn.
And voila. Look at that. Absolutely brilliant. Oh, good timing, Amy. Got some toast for you there. Pop some butter on there. You can eat me and I'll eat you.
No one's expecting that on the Gadget Show. They are, of course, talking about...
I better start tuning in.
Talking about eating each other's toast. Ian in Shrewsbury saw that one happen.
It's a good show.
Great show. Okay, we're continuing because there's still more.
Oh, I'm getting colder.
I know.
Why don't you use warm water?
Great
question.
Because
boring. But that is actually true. Yeah, your mascara's running a little bit. So. It happens.
What can you do?
It's all right. Charlotte Crosby had an eyelash on her cheek. Yeah. We're going over to Country File on BBC One. Now, the presenters often get involved with local competitions. Water, please.
Sorry.
But I fear that Adam Henson may have... maybe let himself down a little bit at this country fair.
All right, we'll be taking some of these cups home with us.
Yeah, all of them.
The whole lot.
Yep.
Actually, it seems as though they didn't think much of the cock.
It was a competition. Mark in Cirencester, thank you for that one.
Actually, it seems as though they didn't think much of the cock.
Thank you. And now, let's finish off with a favourite from last week. It's Michael Portillo.
Yes.
Getting his head around...
Do you like this one?
Getting his head around a local custom.
I put it in the mouth. I squeeze my lips together. And the sausage pops into my mouth, leaving the skin behind.
Very good, huh? For the first time, you do very well.
Did you like that one, Stacey?
And the sausage pops into my mouth, leaving the skin behind.
Oh, sure,
that. It's Michael Portillo there.
I'm not watching the right shows.
Enjoying some continental sausages. It's on every week. It's great, actually.
Wow.
And that was today's In Your Bingo. Let's not forget Stacey's highlight.
Now, I am very excited to be able to show you this fuzzy patch.
Look, loves it.
Well played, Stacey.
That was brilliant.
Thank you.
Thank you, Stacey Solomon.
Oh, I've definitely got a touch of the old John Legends today.
That was great fun.
It's high tens, sorry.
It's big tens.
What are you doing, tens?
Always big tens.
I was at five, and then I realised it was tens.
Gave me a couple of fives, so I was after the big tens.
Right, that was Stacey Solomon in the bingo. That was better than I could ever have imagined. Thank you so much, Stacey.
Oh, I love you.
Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me. The
Scott Mills Daily. Scott Mills here.
Oh, I've definitely got a touch of the old John Legends today.
As my old mum used to say.
That famous saying.
That famous saying. Right, so Sigma were in the Live Lounge sounding pretty cool earlier. They were on with Labyrinth, and they did the current single, Higher. And they also did, nobody was expecting this, a cover of Nico and Vin's Am I Wrong? Did you hear it?
Which is one of my favourite songs.
I know. Also, they did an extra track for One Extra. The videos for all of these will be on the Radio 1 channel on BBC iPlayer later this afternoon. And don't forget, in the Live Lounge this Thursday, big contender for this week's number one, Jess Glynn. Going to be on Thursday in the Live Lounge.
Are you going to bring added brass to that? Or
I would like to, but I don't want to ruin the session for her.
We've
said
this before, and then it ends up being a logistical nightmare. But yeah. Is there going to be full brass in the Live Lounge?
I'm imagining that. I mean, you can't really have that song without brass. So I'd imagine at least some brass instruments will be involved. But don't get me to blow them. You want it to be good. You know what I mean? It's like one chance to do it right.
Yeah, but you on a wonky trombone on the side would be funny.
It's funny.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. It must be hard for Jess Glynn to weigh up. It's the options here.
It's tricky here because it would get all the views if you had Mills on the trombone on the side there.
Like the school orchestra we played on Friday.
And I could just come in with a triangle every now and then.
I mean, yeah, you've got to think of the views, but then also you want your legacy in the Live Lounge to be that it was good.
But the Live Lounge is a very serious thing. And before, when we've suggested we join in with the Live Lounge, it's been mixed bag of views we received on that front.
Awful incident with Fuse ODG that time.
Yeah, which actually ended up being a great celebration of his music and was actually awesome that we were allowed to do that.
Yeah.
But we had
quite a lot of negative responses also.
Not from anyone listening. It was generally people who work on the Live Lounge. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC
Radio 1. That is Sigma and Shaka in the Live Lounge earlier doing Nico and Vin's Am I Wrong? Ben in Grantham says, whoa, what a bass line. Nearly blew up the speakers in my car.
Shaka is awesome as well. In fact, there was one time I was coming back from the big weekend when it was in Derry, Londonderry, and Shaka was on the plane. Do you remember I told you about this? I videoed it.
You got a video.
I happened to be on the same plane as Shaka and Wretch32 and a whole load of other people, and they started this massive sing-song on the plane, and Shaka absolutely smashed it.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Love a plane sing-along.
Everyone was joining in. It was such a great moment.
That was Sigma and Am I Wrong off of Nico and Vin's. The three videos, because they did an extra track for One Extra as well, will be up later on the Radio 1 channel of BBC iPlayer. The Scott Mills Daily. So some exciting news at Radio 1 today. The Chart Show is moving from Sundays to Fridays with new host Greg James. Blimey, that Clara didn't do it very long, did she?
No, it was... Is that the shortest stint ever?
Possibly, yes.
Possibly. But
she's got a big new show happening quite soon.
Exactly, yeah. Short but good as well. It's like a firework. It was short but beautiful.
She wasn't on long, but she was good.
Yeah. Anyway, big up. It's good news all round, I think. No one's disappointed in this one.
No.
No?
No one's upset.
No, exactly. Interestingly, you'll love this. So I got a text this morning from my dad who decided to pipe in about the changes here at Radio 1.
Oh, I love it when this happens.
It's really strange.
Yeah, see, whenever my dad sees something about Radio 1 in the papers, he will text me and give his opinion.
Yes. Yeah, well, this is exactly what's happened. My dad rarely gets in touch with me. And he does it every now and then to kind of touch base. Mm. You know, and I love that. Because I do feel like I don't get to see much of my dad at the moment.
Right.
You know, I'm often out, stuff like that. So every now and then he will just send me a text, basically just to check in, check I'm doing okay. So up on my phone popped my dad, another text from my dad, and it did make me laugh because he's clearly seen something in the news about Radio 1.
Yes.
And then has felt the need to get in touch with me to kind of show that he knows what goes on in my work and stuff like that. It's really sweet. Now, I wanted to get these texts voiced up for you.
Oh, okay.
And I wasn't really sure how to go about finding a voice that could be my dad that wasn't my dad, because I didn't really want to tell my dad that we were doing this on the radio.
All right, so you've got someone to be the voice of your dad.
Yeah, I haven't. Actually, I left this to someone else, so I'm now interested to hear what the voice of my dad is.
So you've not even heard it?
No.
Okay, well, let's hear the voice of Chris's dad.
Right.
And what he said today on text. This is this morning, right?
Yeah.
Hello, Christopher. It was good.
That's your dad.
Who's that?
I don't know.
He doesn't work here.
Does he sound anything like your dad?
This doesn't sound like somebody who works here.
Okay, well, just imagine it is your dad.
Hello, Christopher. It was good seeing you at the weekend. I see that Mr. Ergatudis has said that Radio 1's aimed at persons aged 15 to 30. That lets me off the hook, then. Love from Dad.
Oh, dad joke.
That's Dad checking in.
That's our head of music here at Radio 1. Who said that Radio 1 is for 15 to 30-year-olds primarily, which is true.
Yeah, but what I love about this, my dad's clearly read it in the paper, has gone, oh, I should text Christopher, I've not spoken to him for a week or two. I'll chip in and start a conversation about this. Also, Lowell's calling him Mr. Ergatudis as if he's in court.
Any more on the text?
No, that's it for that one. Always ends with love from Dad, just always the way he does it, and a full stop after that.
Was it your dad that used to text you with one word per text?
Yeah. So bless him. When he doesn't really text that often. It's not really his thing. Although he started doing a lot more. But when the first texts I used to get from my dad when I was at uni, they would all be one joined up word. So it'd be lots of different words, but all completely joined up. And then I asked it at one point, I thought, oh, he just probably hasn't figured out that, you know, you can have spaces between the words. But actually, he thought it was really clever because he thought that it was charged per word with text. And that actually, he was getting around the system massively by sending one long word, even if it had full stops in between.
Oh, but then you told him that actually it wasn't per word that it was costing him.
And that changed his texting game quite a lot.
Of course.
I love it. I love hearing from my dad. You know, because I don't get to see him that often, but it does make me laugh when he tries to chip in with some work chat.
Now, apparently he also texts you a second time, right?
Yeah, so I replied to that. So I put, thanks, Dad. That will get the listener age down. Lots of changes at the moment. Sure you saw about Fern. Thoughts? Because I know that Dad loves Fern Cotton. Or I thought he did. So I thought it'd be interesting to see what his thoughts were on the matter.
Chris's dad's views. Let's see what he said in the next one.
So, yeah, so I've texted him to ask all about Fern. I thought I might get some insight into what he thought about what's going on here at Radio 1.
She's a pinner girl. I'll go and see your sister and Gran sometime, but I'm preparing the floor in the utility room so that Dave can put down the laminate next week.
Do we need this bit?
It was still too wet when he took up the damaged laminate yesterday. Love from Dad.
Classic dad text.
So he starts off with, she's a pinner girl.
That was it. That
talking
was
about Fern. That
was she's all a pinner girl.
Yep, she is.
That was all he had to say on the matter.
And then all about the laminate after that. How is that going?
Well, clearly there's stuff going on there. But bless him, I do love hearing from my dad.
My dad, as you know, often does like to wade in about things that are happening at my work.
Does he? Well, does he do this?
Yeah, and I don't really do the same to him, but then I suppose that like, you do read about it, don't you? So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't really read about Pete's job that often in the paper.
No, and it's sweet. And he obviously wants to show that he's interested in your work and stuff like that.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. So what are you saying, that your dad sends similar messages to you?
All the time.
I'd like to see this.
I'll tell you what, I'll look through my phone now for ones where Pete said something about work.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I'm sure we can get the voice of my dad to voice
to
them
also
up.
Be my dad.
Yeah, who will then become your dad.
Oh, okay.
Even though he's
hello, Christopher.
Always the full name as well. Yeah, I don't hear that enough. I suppose it's easy for you. You're just Scott, aren't you?
Yeah.
Hello, Christopher.
Here's my favourite, then, when dads kind of get involved in your everyday life.
Yeah, I think it especially happens when you maybe haven't seen them for a couple of weeks and they just want to touch base.
Yeah. Wait there, I'll find something on my phone.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, Gemma's been on saying, my dad comments about my work all the time and various promotions that people are getting. How does he know? What's going on?
Black widow, baby.
Right, so I found an ideal text from my dad, Pete Mills.
It's been a bit of a rush job, this, so there's been panic here as we've got the voice of dads to voice it up.
I like that he's available so quick. Okay, so here is a classic text from my dad about work.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll take it you hadn't seen your dad for a while,
yeah.
and he wanted to get in touch with you.
Here's a question he's got.
How do I get the podcast? I don't like the music.
Was that it?
Yeah, he just wants to hear the show because he wants to hear his son, but doesn't really like the music.
No, understandable.
So, yeah, it's fair enough. So, that was the latest one. How do I get the podcast?
We could direct him to Mr. Ergotudis, my dad mentioned in the last text.
She's a pinner girl.
No, not Mr. Ergotudis.
No, that was the wrong one.
Hello, Christopher. It was good seeing you at the weekend. I see that Mr. Ergotudis has said that Radio 1's aimed at persons aged 15 to 30. She's a pinner girl.
Scott Mills.
This
is BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Chris told me to eat chicken soup earlier. I'm not sure it's going down too well.
It's old school. You know, to make yourself feel a bit better, you're a little bit perky.
That was of Monsters and Men, Little Talks. I'll let you know if I'm perky or not.
Perky's the wrong word, isn't it?
Perky's horrible. I don't want to be perky after a chicken soup.
Perky's a good thing, isn't it? Perky would be good...
Not necessarily.
Good signs. Okay.
Perk me up, you mean?
That's what I mean.
Do you know what a good bit of being ill was yesterday? Not that there are any good bits, but I did manage to get the direct number of the governess from The Chase.
You were DMing the governess whilst you were ill.
Yeah, and it looks like she is uber keen to play innuendo bingo.
Are we sure it's the real governess, though? Not
a verified
account. That concerns me.
I know, but like sometimes it takes a while to get your blue tick. I mean, you know, you've got to earn them. And Anna Hegarty hasn't got one yet. She assures me it's her. I could just be speaking to some random.
Okay, and she's spoken to the other chasers, the Cinnamon.
No, not yet.
Like, the Destroyer, the Beast.
We need to get one at a time. But what I want to say is that it wasn't a complete waste of a day yesterday. I have been speaking to the governess.
Good.
Is that all right?
Future
bingo.
Working.
Always working. That's me. But, she lives in Manchester, but she's keen.
Okay.
So we've moved a step further, and I've got her number. So, yes, we can text her at any time.
Hello, governess. And in your phone, what have you saved her as? The governess?
Governess. The Chase, of course.
Of course.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, Charlie Slough is coming up with Real or No Real. I didn't want to miss that today. Charlie Slough, in the next 15 minutes... guessing whether today's facts are real or not. Okay, tonight, 9 o'clock, BBC Radio 1. It's the world of FKA Twigs. Guess who's back? Zane Lowe.
Eh?
It's a Zane Lowe documentary.
Right.
About FKA Twigs. He's back on tonight.
Is
from 9 o'clock.
What are you saying? You seem to be suggesting it's marking the big return here. Or?
Well, no, let's not really build it up, because I think he's definitely left. But I just think that it's maybe a spare documentary that we had left over.
Just reassuring everyone that he's not a who.
Yeah, exactly. Right, can we just put the FKA Twigs on tonight? Yeah, right. So that's on to 9 o'clock tonight. The world of FKA Twigs on BBC Radio 1 with Zane Lowe. Don't who him.
No,
it's still too soon.
No, he's on tonight.
He's on. 10 p.m. is a new show on BBC Three. I did a bit of nonsense for their YouTube channel last week. Really good fun. It's a new series on BBC Three. Five young magicians, scoring basically each other's toy-based tricks. So we did it outside the building here, and one of the people on it, Chris, who works for Radio 1, doesn't he?
Yes.
One of the magicians on there.
Killer Magic. Yeah.
So five new kind of up-and-coming magicians, BBC Three, 10 o'clock tonight. And on the official chart bite on the BBC iPlayer at the moment, it is Jack and Dean talking to Taylor Swift. And also they've got some exclusive videos for Uptown Funk and The Weeknd made by you lot. That's on BBC iPlayer now. The official chart bite with Jack and Dean.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So I saw on his Twitter earlier, he is not allowed to talk in between his live shows at the moment.
Why?
Because he's not very well.
Oh, so he's like voice rest, but only singing.
Yeah, only singing. And the doctor's actually given him a whiteboard so that he can communicate with people.
How does that work?
In between the shows. Just wipe on, wipe off, innit? Get your marker pen out, say what you want to say.
But I remember when One Direction were doing so many different shows that when one of them was ill, they would just, because the show has to go on, because they're doing so many shows,
yeah,
that they'd have one of them just propped up in the corner in a wheelchair, that kind of thing. They carry on. They just find a way to crack on.
Absolutely, yes. And that's what Ed's doing. So if you're listening in Australia, don't worry. He does sing during the live show, but the rest of the time is just communicating with a whiteboard. And I saw Grimmy joking with him on Twitter earlier. He's like, oh, come on the show tomorrow. He's like, well, just I'll have a whiteboard, so just say that I'm on and no one will notice. Anyway, I'm not allowed to talk. He is also randomly doing a cameo in Home and Away this week. Okay, good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
OMG, it's Charlie Slough.
Ow! Do-do-do-do-do-do-do! Yeah! Oh, gosh.
Oh. Did you hear the end of that Lunch Money Lewis track?
Yeah.
What are you saying?
What was that, fam?
Yeah. Ooh. I've got bills. You're going to be playing this someone
extra. It's a big song. This is a big
song. It's big.
Is it?
I think so, yeah.
I think.
I'm Scott Bills.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, the little bass coming out is nice. The little bass.
The piano bit.
Okay, maybe it's not your show.
Yeah. No, it's all right, though. It sounds all right. Funky, jazzy.
Jazzy?
Maybe we'll get my jazz
maybe too
hands
jazzy.
Out.
Too jazzy for you?
Not too jazzy. It's too never jazzy? Too jazzy for me. I'm a jazzy type of guy.
How has your week been, please, so
it's
far?
Been sick, fam. Non-stop action. I feel like Action Man.
Good. I wasn't very well yesterday.
Why? What happened?
I've had the Lurgy fam. It's all going around here, isn't it?
Got a touch of the...
Got to the John Legends.
John Legends there.
Oh. You know, the John Legends.
Yeah.
So...
Fern said this thing on her show, right?
It's a joke from earlier in the show, Charlie.
It was bizarre.
Yeah, I was listening.
Yeah, of course you were. And she said, she basically said she had a touch of the John Legends.
Yeah. And we don't know what that means.
Not sure what it meant.
Yeah. That old phrase.
Oh, I've definitely got a touch of the old John Legends today.
Yeah. What? Anyway,
I could inform you.
No,
but I won't.
It's not the same as what you're thinking.
No, it is.
It's not.
I'm not going to say it. Your producer Will just looked at me like, you dare.
Yeah, not again.
You dare.
Don't put us in this situation again.
I love that, but I won't.
So, here are today's facts on Real or No Real. The normal voice of the facts, Chris Smith, is not here today. So, we've employed Stefan Powell off of Newsbeat.
Nice. I love Stefan.
Yeah.
He's a G out here.
Bit of a Welsh touch for you.
Before becoming a multi-millionaire, Simon Cowell worked as a runner on the classic horror film The Shining. Responsibilities included polishing Jack Nicholson's axe.
Whoa.
So this is Simon Cowell's first job. He wasn't going to have a normal one, was he? Let's be honest. So the classic film off of Jack Nicholson, The Shining, was it Simon Cowell's job to polish Jack's axe?
I think Simon Cowell, when he was starting out, he did a bit of everything, right? He'd be involved with everything. So I think even there's loads of songs, like 90s pop songs, that Simon Cowell has a credit for, where he's gone in and just played the triangle or something like that. Like, he keeps his hand in. And he started out in the whole entertainment business just doing these odd little jobs. So probably he was a runner.
Yeah.
That's what I reckon.
I remember reading somewhere that he was a runner.
Yeah.
But whether he was polishing old Jack's axe or not.
I think that he had to... Was his dad not, like, in the industry, in the television or film industry or something? That's what I seem to remember.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's your choice. Was Simon Cowell an axe polisher?
Well, yeah, I think he would definitely have been a runner as a first job. What was your first job, Charlie?
DJ.
Was it all born to be a DJ, was it?
Born to do it.
Quite boring like that, really.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't on a legal station, let's be honest.
No, it wasn't. No. And I wasn't getting paid, to be fair.
That's also true.
I was actually paying.
You're a volunteer.
Volunteering.
No, I had to pay £5 to do my show.
You paid them?
Yeah, £5 subs. But on the back of it, I used to get gigs in the clubs where I'd get £100.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good, though.
£100?
Yeah.
A set.
Got a star, haven't you?
5-hour set.
That's right. So, Simon Cowell's first job, axe polisher, The Shining, real or no real, Chris?
I'm going to go real.
I'm going to say real as well.
That one is real.
Yes. He started out as a runner at Elstree Studios in North London, where the Stanley Kubrick movies are done, or were done, and Strictly Come Dancing is also made.
I don't know. And actually, I spoke to Bizzle today. We was filming for the TV show, for
Bizzle,
the wrap-up.
Yeah. For Bizzle.
And I asked him whether he stole the Festa Skank from you, because I heard yourself and Starkey talking about this last week, because obviously I saw the episode when you dressed up. as uncle. And he said no. So just
Where did he get it from then? Because who else has been doing uncle?
He's not going to say yes, otherwise he's going to have to spend all the money.
I actually gave him a lie detector test today. I told you I bought my polygraph machine.
Yes.
Are you actually doing that now?
I've done a test on it today. Wait, did you say it? It's jokes. I want to bring it in. I want to do one on YouTube. Can we do that on the show?
Absolutely.
You have been watching far too much Kyle.
And you know what? It took me months to find the machine. I bought the actual machine that his polygraph tester uses.
No, you haven't.
Yeah. Are you doing it for the radio show or for the wrap-up TV show?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. That show's already good enough. This is just going to bring it up another level. Lie detectors involved.
Charlie's got a new TV show called The Wrap-Up on BBC iPlayer. It's worth a watch because he's getting his polygraph machine out now.
I asked him if he's a millionaire as well.
Is he?
Oh, you have to find out when it comes out on Friday.
And next,
all-time low are such massive frat boys that they insist on having a designated flip cup room at their gig venues, complete with table and red plastic cups.
Okay, so you know all-time low. Wake me up. You hear them all the time on Radio 1, but are they massive frat boys and they've got a flip cup room at their gig venues? What is that, please?
Flip cup is it's some kind of, I imagine, drinking game. It's one of those, you know.
Dude.
You can just imagine red cups.
Dude, is it like beer park?
I think it's, it must be something similar to
that. Okay, dude.
Is that where you throw the ping pong into the thing and you've got to drink it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I played that. That's sick, bro.
Sick.
Yeah, I've got some stories about that game.
I bet you have.
Cowboys 2014.
Is it? But all-time low are massive frat boys, so they have this flip cup at their gig venues, complete with table and red plastic cups. Do we think this is real?
I think this could be real. They're kind of guys, aren't they? They're not the kind of people who... I like the way they are, and then they go backstage and they've got all the fruit and all the grapes and all the
I love those boys,
caviar and stuff.
Don't know the caviar.
What does that mean?
Don't know the caviar. What
it means? Don't know the caviar.
What do you mean?
Does that mean you are eating the caviar or not?
No. Not a fan.
Who is eating the caviar?
I don't know. Oh. Who is he? Do you know, I reckon you'd be down for a bit of caviar, yeah, Millsy. Blatantly.
No.
I bet he's got his caviar on Smash, his little parties that he throws that he don't invite me to no more.
Absolutely not. What little parties?
Well, right, let's not get into it.
Whatever.
Don't know.
So, all-time low.
Did you get the little jab in there, by the way?
Yeah. Frat boys to the max, real or no real?
Do you avoid inviting Charlie?
He does.
No,
he used to invite me, and one day I couldn't make it because I had a gig. I let him know that I can't make it because it was too close to the gig.
I think it was the Halloween one, wasn't it?
Don't know.
And
he's never invited me since. And I know he's had others since, but we won't get into that.
Real or no real? I've asked you three times now. All time low. Are they frat boys or not? And then a flip cup room.
Real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Of course it's real.
I don't know. I'm saying that a lot today.
And next.
Paris Hilton was granted a trademark for her catchphrase, "That's hot."
Is that a catchphrase?
What?
That's hot.
That's hard.
So, I mean, what would your catchphrase be? Smell you later, fam.
Charlie, before we do Charlie's catchphrases, Charlie, whenever there's a business opportunity, he seeks it out. Apps, clothes, everything. That's Charlie Sloth. I guarantee you've tried to trademark.
We won't talk about that.
You're such a wheeler dealer.
We're not going to get into legals and logistics on the radio show.
What have you tried to trademark?
We're not going
to
get into it.
I reckon owl.
Owl.
I actually did.
Did you actually?
I fully actually did.
And funny enough, you couldn't get owl as your own thing that you invented because people had done it before.
It's a reaction.
Yeah. People have said owl before.
But I tried to go down the route of the fact that mine had five W's. and the normal one had four, and they didn't go for it.
No,
I love.
Didn't stand up in court.
I think there's celebrities. I reckon there's celebrities everywhere doing this. You have blatantly done it as well, Mills.
Yeah, I reckon
one of the old catchphrases back in the day, perhaps. No.
So,
what were some of your catchphrases, Millsy?
I can't remember.
I know you had loads.
Did I? Paris Hilton
it's
trademarked.
Only Bleed Friday was definitely
trademarked.
A
that's hot. Real or no real, Chris?
I think this is real. I think you're all at it.
So she trademarked.
When you say you're all
that's hot.
Yeah, you're all.
When you
all
say
think
you're,
you've got these catchphrases.
You looked at myself and Scott like you're not involved in that. You're
no, because I haven't got a catchphrase.
Paris Hilton, real or no real?
No real.
I'm gonna go real.
That one is real.
Yes, oh, it is. Yes. She took legal action in 2009 when a card company apparently used it in a greeting card without any acknowledgement that she owns the phrase, that's hot. If she's got that's hot, then you should have had Al.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, W's.
Come on. And next.
People eat less in subdued lighting.
Everyone looked at me.
I like the matter of fact way that Stefan just does these.
Mm. Right. People eat less in subdued lighting.
There's your fact. Deal with it, all right? People eat less in subdued lighting. What are you saying, Charlie Sloth? Ow.
I don't know. I don't see this being real.
But that would be the bedroom, wouldn't it? In anyone's house. That's where the lighting's slightly... What do you mean by subdued lighting as well? What on phrase? but I think that's referring to the bedroom. I definitely
do
eat,
you eat in
the
bed?
Bedroom.
You know what? I've got a thing about eating in the bedroom. Like, I'm really not on it. Like, I think it's quite disgusting.
Yeah.
But I will midnight munch and eat a pack of biscuits right outside my bedroom door.
Oh, but not in bed.
But not in bed, because man's got to sleep in there. I mean, keep it fresh.
Oh, so you treat it like you do the studios here. You don't eat inside, but you're happy to go to the door
exactly
and wait by
like
the door.
That. Exactly like that, yeah. Exactly like that.
Okay. So do you find that you eat more in subdued lighting?
No, I don't. I definitely
or less.
Don't.
Well, he doesn't know. He walks outside to where the lighting is slightly better.
Real or no real?
No real.
No real.
That one is real.
Yes, it is.
All
oh,
real
round.
Today.
I know. At the end of that round of real or no real.
I got 30. Charlie got 10.
Yes.
Peakage.
It's your TV show on BBC iPlayer?
It is. Go and watch it right now. Just search Charlie Sloth's Wrap Up. It's right there. Go and have a little butcher's done. No, done. No. Jay Spades doing a live performance of Jay Spades' brand new track, Slick Rick. It's a mad thing. And he's doing it with a twist with violinist. It's a madness.
And he's on One Extra in 4 minutes.
3 minutes. And...
3 minutes. Get a waddle on. And Greg's next on Radio 1. Those were Tuesday's best bits. Come join us tomorrow from 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1.